Hi again. You're listening to Taz Wansborough with Art Matters. And today we're going to approach the subject of how do you enter the art world? And to be honest, I'm just going to cut straight to the chase. We're going to talk about the most fabulous experience I've had, which was listening to Patricia Piccinini talk. And she's one of Australia's most foremost artists who is extremely successful in other countries around the world. And we know that here in Australia, we're very isolated from, in many cases, the rest of the world. And it's hard for many of our artists' work to have that cut through in other nations. So her work is enormously successful in other countries, but I guess it's taken a while for her work to have that deep sense of national recognition here in Australia. Patricia has worked extremely hard to get to the point now where her work is recognised as being, you know, at that real rock star status that she has. So what I found really fantastic about her artist talk was that she talked about it's really the art world is a farce. You know, you don't actually enter the art world. There's no such thing. You don't enter the art world. You have to build it. You build it out of the people around you. And for me, that was obviously it was a lightning bolt of validation for, you know, what I'd started to understand over many, many years. People that ask me all the time, you know, like they really want to be an artist, or they want to become a serious practicing artist, or they want to really ramp up what they do, but they feel like there's a always this us and them kind of attitude. People will make comments on Facebook about how at some certain events there were sort of categories of different artists, or, you know, you could see the CEOs, the, you know, the practicing artists, and then the successful artists, and then the wannabes, all in different sections in the room. Look, at the end of the day, we're all just people, and, you know, the idea that the art world is some kind of meritocracy is also just a great big load of crap, really. So as Patricia Piccinini so succinctly says, you don't enter the art world. You build it. You build it out of the people around you. And that's so absolutely true. And it's also the best practice as well. So building it from your art community by agreeing to act professionally whenever you see another artist that is going to support you, you support them as well. When you introduce them to other people, introduce them as an artist, explain their work, and they'll start to do the same for you as well. So this is how, again, you start to build that artwork, art industry around you. And as you go with that, you'll find that this community of artists that respect you for respecting them, it grows and grows and grows. And you know, you'll find that all you're doing is grouping up with the other people who also have a community around them of people that are supporting them, so, and that they're supporting as well. So there's no elusive, exclusive art world there. It's simply just people that are supporting each other and that they've built around themselves. So it's not something that happens overnight. You have to work at it. There's nothing in the art world that doesn't come with hard work, and that applies to every industry. Nothing happens without hard work, and that means going out of your comfort zone. There'll be times when you work your ass off supporting other people and other people around you, and, you know, perhaps they don't have the professional attitude or the skills to do that. You just have to move on, don't hold grudges, and just keep working. And the best thing you can do is just to continue to produce good quality, high standard artwork, and keep pushing yourself professionally. I like to also go back to that notion of the art world isn't a meritocracy. It's a really, really interesting notion that, you know, Patricia Piccinini also brought up during this artist talk that she was giving. And she was talking specifically about the art world and her experiences in it. And she was sort of using that statement when she was saying, look, she didn't get to Venice overnight, and referring back to when she was the Australian feature artist for the Venice Biennale. It's actually something that I think is very true, and the art world can be quite a bitchy place, really, and somewhere where people say, you know, that person's work isn't good enough to get here or there, and how come their work is there when this other person's work should be there, or this artist just does the same thing over and over again. Well, when we look at the concept of the art world isn't a meritocracy, it really comes down to how hard people are working, and the art world does recognise persistence. So like any industry, you have to work really hard, and part of your job as an artist is being someone who does communicate what you do as an artist and who continues to strive to exhibit your work and to get it out there into audiences as well, and also to not be stagnant in your art making, but to continue to push your work to new areas of practice, even if it's on the same theme, but to continue to push it to that next level of quality. So even though you may be thinking, well, it's, you know, the same artists that get the same opportunities over and over again, but often, you know, these are the artists who have, you know, never even considered waiting at home in their studio for someone to come and knock on their door. They go out of their comfort zone. They go up to people. They shake their hands. They have conversations. They email people. And also, most certainly, many people say no to them so many times, and they just deal with that, and then they just move on. So the art world most certainly is a place that requires just absolute brutality of persistence on behalf of the artist, and it's a place that will recognise a long career of someone who's been really practicing. And, you know, the word practicing artist itself really unpacks the notion of being someone who is persistent and striving to create their work. So I really hope that this gives you a little bit of insight into joining the art world, and people out there can start to think about who they have within their own community of art practitioners. And perhaps, you know, it's time to invite one person or two people out for a coffee or a cup of tea and, you know, create an alliance with them and ask them, how can I help you to get where you need to be, and how can you help me to get where I need to be? Create a follow-up date with them at all. It's not Amway. You're not selling, you know, anything that's out of anyone's comfort zone. I think you'll find that other artists would be quite relieved to have someone else advocate on their behalf, and they'd be just as happy to do it for you as well, because it takes the pressure off them to be talking about themselves, but also to know that someone else is in their corner as well. So, you know, make a plan to do it and be someone else's champion, and they can do it for you as well. And that's just one step in, I guess, in the ladder to the so-called joining the art world. And I promise you, it will work, and people will respect you for it as well. So, you know, I'd really love to hear how you go with that. My email address is in all of my bio links. And if you liked listening to this, I hope you stay tuned for other podcasts. Thank you.